Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, New York Times did a deep dive on what they're calling one of America's ugliest political feuds, the New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and of course the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. You and I have been talking about this for a long time now, but they connect all the dots from their early collaborations to what now seems to be what they term a detestation.
Well, that's right, David. We have been talking about this. We've been way in front of the times on this, and we've been checking most of the boxes, to be honest with you. We've talked about their past relationship, how de Blasio worked for Cuomo, how de Blasio saved Cuomo when it came to the gubernatorial designation by the Working Families Party the last time, not this time, because this time he was nowhere to be seen. In fact, there are many people who think that Cynthia Nixon is a part of that campaign. She is, of course, running for governor in a primary and gaining strength. We don't know where this is all going, but it could be extremely difficult for the governor. And the one thing that the papers and everybody else are showing is that the governor has a temper, and that temper is really showing itself. We are hearing this over and over and over again in the press, this idea that Bill Lipton, who we've had on the Capitol Connection, the head of the Working Families Party, has been saying, which is that he heard the governor say, they can lose my number if they've given money to Cynthia Nixon or if they support Cynthia Nixon. They can lose my number. I like it. That's going to be a big part of this campaign, believe me. And it shows that this is a guy who doesn't know when it's time to shut up. You know, that unlike his father, who would charm the wings off a flea, this guy doesn't do that. And you know, if you're a strategist, if you're somebody who is very good at politics, which he is, that's one thing. But if you've got a temper, that means you're not that smart. You got to be able to control that. And one of the reasons, David, that I suspect all of this is going on, I've said it again and again, I don't think anybody else is saying it, is that both of these men think that they can be president of the United States. We've seen that kind of competition between John Lindsay and Nelson Rockefeller all those years ago, where they literally destroyed each other's chances. And that's what it looks like could happen here. Not that I think either of them have much chance of being president.
Well, you mentioned temper. And there was an article in the New York Times about President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, and how the president basically has treated him. And we've been hearing that Cohen may be a prime candidate to flip on the president. Well, the president lashed out at the New York Times and the reporter, Maggie Haberman, for the latest on his personal lawyer, of course, attacking the press.
The answer here is that they are fiercely afraid of this flip. That's clear, or this potential flip. The president was tweeting like crazy, talking about special counsel, by the way, spelled the wrong way. That's the president of the United States consistently spelling counsel, C-I-L, as opposed to the proper way here. So this is something of real concern to them, and they've trotted out Kellyanne Conway to answer and say that while the word is out that the only person that the president cares about is himself, that he really cares about Michael Cohen when all of the testimonials are that he treats them like garbage. So they're worried about it. They're tweeting about it. They're trotting out their people to say it isn't so. But you know, you say it isn't so enough, and people begin to get the idea maybe it is.
And finally, Alan, as we watched North Korea and Kim continue to make concessions with the U.S.-North Korean talks, and the speculation on what that really means, the story of China being left out and worried, according to the Times.
David, I don't believe it for a single second. It just is counterintuitive for me. I don't think Kim is going to make a move without China. And I think his trip to China was, in fact, to solidify what was going to happen next. I don't have any doubt in my mind that China is not being left out. You know, there's a certain narrative that is going on here that that's the case. They've trotted out a couple of academics who say that, and that China is worried about this. I do not believe it. They are just too dependent on China, and I think this is part of a grand strategy on the part of China. I could be wrong, but I think that this narrative is just false.